episode 419, when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you feeling? Okay, first off, I have to apologize. I think I'm getting a little scratchy on my voice, so if it sounds a little strange or I sound a little bit deeper, I don't know what's going on. I promise I have not been yelling except just chatting and enjoying our time together, but I think I'm losing my voice. But that's not going to stop me. We are still going to have our chat time. So if you can bear with me, if I sound a little strange, it's not you. It's not your earbuds or anything. It's all me. So welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. Can you believe that it's already the end of the week? Yes, we've hit Friday. And I don't know about you, but man, the weekend's here and it's like, yes, you're so excited and you cannot wait. But then everything happens and all of a sudden it starts to go downhill, because when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place, oh my goodness, what do you do? That's what we're going to chat about today. So come in, get comfortable. It is girl time. It is coffee time. And I'm so glad you're here. If you're brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to the family. We have a precious family here. I must say I'm quite biased, because we have women and men too around the world that come together, believe it or not, and we're all listening to the same thing and we're all learning different strategies and ways to live life and to keep it simple by using the kisses here at Create Your Now. And so I pray that you are absolutely enjoying your day and that your day is filled with joy and sunshine, that you will have a day of splendor, a day of, well, I should say no exhaustion for sure. If you're tired, you need to take a nap. You just need to take a nap. But otherwise, you need to do something for you today. I want you to think of one thing that you can do for you today. Maybe it's to fix your favorite drink that you love. Maybe it's to fix your favorite meal. Maybe it's to take a bath at night and really calm yourself and just relax. Even if it's only for 10 minutes, I want you to do one thing for you. Can you do that for me and promise me you'll do that? Awesome. That's so great, because you know what? We need our time. And as moms especially, we don't take that time. And I do get concerned about you. And I feel like when we're always in the hustle and the bustle and our hello is I'm busy, we got to stop. We've got to stop that. So this is your sweet little reminder from me, and a sweet kiss and a hug saying, take some time for you. Do something special for you today. Maybe it's having your favorite chocolate bar. Okay, don't eat five of them, but one of them is fine. Okay, a little moderation, a little bit of chocolate never hurt anybody. In fact, maybe I'll open one right now and we can enjoy that with the great water. Okay, we have got to dive in, because we could sit here and have all this chat forever, but we've got to talk about when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Have you been there? I mean, I enjoy doing life today. I enjoy living every single day. Do you enjoy waking up in the morning and knowing that you have a brand new day, a brand new canvas in front of you, that you get to create anything that you want? That's what every new day brings you. It's a gift. So how's it been going lately? My hope is that the struggles are far behind you, that you don't have any. But I know the reality is there are always struggles and strains in life. It's kind of like those oopsies that we have. But never to fear, there's always hope. And as we go through and we're making decisions, it was interesting. I was having a chat with my daughter, and I got to tell you this story. It's so cute. She's a sophomore in high school, and she's probably going to kill me when she hears this episode, but that's okay. That's what moms are for, right? So this is kind of an unannounced confession here. But she was asked to the prom. Oh my goodness, I was so excited. Now, this is my number two daughter. Okay, I only have two daughters and three sons. So I have girl, boy, boy. So this is my middle one. And she, all of my children are precious, but she's adorable. And she really hasn't had any interest in boys. She is a little Einstein. She works really, really hard. And she has huge dreams for what she wants to do when she grows up. And so she's working really hard and diligent in high school. Well, anyway, out of the blue, here where they go to high school, only the juniors and seniors can go to prom. If you want to ask a sophomore, you can, but you just can't go as a sophomore. And so she was asked. Oh, my goodness. Oh, you can hear it in my voice, can't you? I'm so sorry. But it was just so exciting. She sent me a text. She goes, you won't believe it, but I just got asked to the prom. And yeah, I said it tentatively, yes. And I thought, well, that was kind of a strange answer. Well, anyway, fast forward to today. And so I was chatting with her, and we were talking about when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. And she said, Mom, that's where I was. She goes, I was stuck there. She goes, I was having this inner debate within myself. I was going back and forth. Well, if I say yes, this could happen. If I say no, well, then this might happen. If I say yes, well, this could happen too. But if I say yes, well, this might. But then if I say no later, well, then this could happen. She goes, I went back and forth and all around. She goes, that's what was happening within like just a few seconds in my mind. I got goosebumps when she shared that with me. I was like, oh my gosh, she's so my daughter. But it was so clear to me that she was having this inner debate. And I mentioned that to you because that's what we do with ourselves, Mom. We go, well, if I you know, discipline my child this way, you know, whether it's taking away their phone for a week or whether it's not, you know, grounding them for, you know, a month from the computer or whatever, which, you know, that's almost impossible because school now is done on computers. Then what's going to happen? It's this whole thing, and it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's like you're in your own court system and you don't know what to do. You are stuck between a rock and a hard place. You're cut. You're like, oh my gosh, whatever shall I do? And you don't know what to do. And sometimes you don't do anything. Why? Because then you get comfortable with where you're at. Yeah, that job that you hate, that job that you don't feel like you're going anywhere, you're like, well, it doesn't matter. I still have to have an income and I don't have any place to go. So I guess I'm stuck here. I'm stuck between a rock and a hard place. And then you start thinking, well, what am I to do? It doesn't really matter. I just got to do my due. And it's almost as if we're accepting where we are in our life, saying there's no way out of this. And I'm here to tell you, there is a way out. You can get out of the situation. There's hope. And it's beyond hope. But one thing it's going to take is commitment from you. Because if you're stuck in that inner debate and you're going back and forth and you're okay with going back and forth, then guess what? You're going to remain there. And you're not going to want to move forward. Because you're accepting where you are. It becomes almost your own comfort zone. Why? Because you know it. You don't want to try anything else because you know where you are. Doing something different, going out and getting that different job means what? Oh my gosh, I got to redo that resume. Oh my gosh, I got to do interviews. Oh my gosh, what am I going to wear? Oh my gosh, I've got to find time. I don't have time. Do you see when you're stuck between a rock and a hard place? What do you do? We have this dilemma almost, not necessarily on a daily basis, but definitely a situational basis. And there are times that we don't know what to do. And so instead of doing something, we do what? Nothing. Absolutely, positively nothing. Would you call that success? Is that really the direction that you want to go? But I'm here to tell you, you don't have to stay stuck between a rock and a hard place. You don't have to remain there if you don't want to. So if you don't want to stay stuck between a rock and a hard place, then guess what? You need to keep listening because I'm going to tell you a secret. And it's a secret that it was kind of cute because my daughter and I chatted about it. And so back to the prom story. We're sitting there and she goes, well, Mom, I didn't know what to say. I went back and forth. And she goes, and then on top of that, I felt that the peer pressure was around me. Oh no, this wasn't done in private. This was done. It was so cute. She was a gesture in one of her performances last year. And so he put on her hat that she wore, part of her costume. And he was just kind of playing around and then all of a sudden said, wouldn't it be so funny if you would just go to prom with me? It was so cute how he asked. And she was she was surprised. And so guess what her response was? I'm not good with surprises. And she paused. Of course, not only was a teacher around, but she had like four or five of her classmates around. And it was extracurricular. So it wasn't even during the school time, but it was extracurricular. So, I mean, kids were just hanging to hang because they were, you know, they were on their way to choir. And so they had a place to be, but it wasn't like the bell was going to ring and they were going to be late. The teacher was right there. And so it was like, she was like, you could hear everything. I mean, Mom, you could feel my heartbeat. She was, my first response was, I'm not real good with surprises. But guess what? That gave her time to what? Think, to process. And the inner debate began. As she went through it in her mind real quickly, obviously it felt like eternity to her, but she realized that she wasn't stuck between a rock and a hard place. She realized she had an escape. And this is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Use the rock to leverage your escape. That's exactly what she did. She thought about it in her mind. Brilliant she was. She figured out her hard place and used her rock to climb out, to propel her forward, to figure out what she needed to do next. Otherwise, my goodness, the guy wouldn't have an answer. And by the way, yes, she did say yes, and she is going to prom. And Mommy's so excited. Okay, so total side note there. But what you need to take away from this is you have got to use the rock to leverage your escape. And what I mean by this is, number one, you have to identify your hard place. Okay, we're looking at this saying as you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. You have to identify the hard place and label it. Be specific. What is doing you harm? What is holding you back? Where are you stuck? What is the problem? Most of the time when we begin to ask a simple question, it's like, oh, it's not as big as what I thought it was, because really it's not that big of a deal. Go back to the job situation. You hate your job. You don't like it. Okay? Is it really the job? Be specific. What is it about the job that you don't like? Oh, it's doing those tedious reports that are due on a weekly basis, because that's not you. You're a creative person and you feel smothered and held back, and you don't allow those creative juices to flow when you're doing these just tedious basic reports, in your opinion. Now, for some other person, it may be a challenge and they may love those tedious reports, but you're like, I could so do away with those. I don't want anything to do with those tedious reports. Okay, really? So if that's the problem within your job, then what? It brings you to number two. What is your rock? Your rock is your solution. It's that stepping stone. It's the place where you can grab on, you can get a grip and pull yourself out. So you don't like those tedious reports about your job. Well, is there someone else on the team that can help you, that you can delegate that to, or part of it, where you can do more of the creative work? Or maybe it's you can approach your boss and say, this is not where I am good at. This is not where my talent is and my gifts are. I think it'd be much better, you know, my time would be much better used and productive if Tim took over this and I was to focus on this. Now, you're like, oh, I couldn't ask that. I couldn't go to my boss and do that. Well, but you see, you're really not stuck then. You're accepting the situation, and it goes back to where you're comfortable. You're okay being stuck between a rock and a hard place. You really don't want to get out. See, if you want to get out, you're going to use that rock. That rock is that gripping stone. You're not stuck. You're just simply using it as an excuse to be there, to remain there, maybe even to say, okay, I like the drama. Think about your relationship. Do you feel like you're stuck in a relationship? Do you feel like your marriage is not going where it is, or it's not as fulfilling, or you guys are not as connected as what you used to be? Well, okay, go back. Number one, identify your hard place. Label it. What is doing harm to you? What is holding you back? Where are you stuck? What is the problem within that marriage? Maybe it's you guys are doing way too much. And the hello, meaning I'm busy, you need to pull back a little bit. Oh, wait. So what is your rock? The solution is maybe we need to tame down what we're doing. Maybe we're involved in too many things, thinking we need to do it. Maybe we need to focus more on us. Maybe we need to implement a date night, which leads to number three, you got to take aim. You got to start climbing. When you find that rock, and it may not be a rock that you like. I'm not saying it's going to be something that you're going to like, but it's going to help move you forward. We talk about always moving ahead. But the question comes up a lot of times is, how do I do that, Christiane? How do I move forward? Sometimes you have to move forward by doing something you don't want to do because it's going to get you out of where you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. Use that rock, grip onto it, and pull yourself out. Yeah, you may fall back into another, you know, hard place again. We'll find that next rock. Because you see, ultimately, the rock is a stepping stone. It's your perspective on how you see things. Don't let yourself see only the hard place and become comfortable with being in the hard place. Don't get comfortable about being the mama who really doesn't want to discipline her children because it's easier not to than it is to. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, the young ones, they're easy. But man, when they get older, it's tough. It's tough to hold down those consequences to them. You want to give in to them. They bat their cute little eyes at you and they say the sweetest things and they clean that room for an extra 2 days and you're like, oh, she's earned it. She can have it. She can have anything she wants. Or they snuggle up with you. That's not really doing what's going to serve them later in life. The rock is you got to stick to your guns. You don't have to be stuck between a rock and a hard place. You choose to stay there. Yeah, I know that's not what you wanted to hear, was it? So today, use the kiss, use the rock to leverage your escape. Start climbing today and take aim. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.